Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Do you ever have somebody say something to you and then the next words come out of your mouth and you realize you sound absolutely insane? Raven, what did you just say?
Well, my ear is itching like crazy this morning. It's my allergies, I think. It's just, it's driving me nuts.
No, I don't think it's allergies. The first thing I immediately thought of was, is he getting money or is someone talking bad about him?
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I don't know if you believe in like these old wives' tales, but they say that like it's prophecy. If something is itching, it means something. So if I'm remembering right.
Wait a minute. I mean, I've heard ears ringing. Somebody's talking about you.
Yes,
or ears burning.
Well, right. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit complicated. So follow along with me.
Okay, please.
We're going to separate the itching from the ringing.
Okay.
Because you're right. If your ears are ringing, if your right ear is ringing, that means that somebody is saying something nice about you.
Okay.
If your left ear is ringing, that means that somebody is talking badly about you.
Oh, my God. I mean, they've both been itchy, but if I had to put a finger on it, like, you know, my left ear has been far itchier.
Well, that's not good.
I know.
That means people are talking a lot of smack. Now, if you listen to the doctors, and who does that? They would say it's just like if your ears are ringing, you have whatever it's called, tinnitus. Yeah, and 10% of people have that, so it's very common.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I believe that. I think people are either talking trash or they're talking nicely about you based on the ringing of your ears.
I mean, if anything, I think I have all the things that they might say that it might be. So again, the left ear is somebody's talking bad about me?
Yes.
But what about the difference between itching and ringing?
Well, that's where things get interesting because when it comes to your hands itching, that's what determines whether or not you're going to make money. So if your left hand is itching, your money's going out. You're about to lose a lot of money.
Dang.
No good for your left hand to itch. That means you're about to be broke.
Okay.
You need a J-O-B.
Yeah.
But if your right hand is itching, that's good. Money's coming in. Unexpected money. And we all love unexpected money, right?
Does it make any difference if I'm left-handed or right-handed?
No.
Okay.
Not according to the old wives. Let me just quickly text them and make sure, but yeah, I'm relatively certain.
You pause and look at me like I'm a crazy person for asking it, but here you are telling me the difference between itch on the left or right.
Well, here's the craziest part. If your feet are itching, woo, get ready because you're about to go on vacation.
Really?
Yes. Tens of millions of Americans are under a heat dome right now across the country. It's a heat wave and it's hot outside.
It is definitely hot, that's for sure.
Yep. So it comes to the big question of, well, where do you set your thermostat? So you always hear, you know, like the minute the heat starts, they start saying, keep it at 78. Keep it at 78.
78?
Yeah. So the guidance comes from the United States Department of Energy. They say when you're home and you're awake, you should set it to 78 to help save money. And because it preserves energy, right?
I mean, what if you want to spend the money? What if you're like, to hell with the money. I just want to be cool. What is your thermostat set at?
Well, interesting you should bring this up. Because my husband and I argue about this all the time. And when we moved into our new home, he conveniently didn't tell me that he had hooked up the thermostats to an app on his phone.
Yeah.
So he could monitor it and adjust it however he saw fit.
Yeah.
When he wasn't home. So I thought I was living in crazy person world because I'd be like, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
And I would walk to all the thermostats and like pull them up or pull them down or do whatever. And then within 5 minutes, they would all be set at different things. And it turns out that he was just doing it from his phone from work because he's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he likes it a certain way. I mean, when you go up and down, I know this, it's going to cost you more money than if you just set at one temperature and then just hold steady at that temperature if your house is properly insulated.
But do you know that there is an ideal temperature that you're supposed to be sleeping at every single night?
Oh, I hope it's the same one I use.
Here's what the internet doctor said.
But if you have central air, think about that range, 65 to 68. It's not that wide. So maybe start at 65. And if you find yourself too cold, then maybe go up to 66 or 67 or 68.
What?
Yeah, 68 is what I have my house set on. And 66 is what the in the bedroom is set on. Now, it doesn't really hold at 66 because it's a mini split system. So it's like doing the whole area. But, I mean, it's cold.
That's wildly cold.
Well, yeah, that's how I like it. What do you set yours at?
70.
What?
Honestly?
What are you, in the tropics?
72.
72?
I'm cold. I'm anemic. So, so I'm always
no
cold.
No wonder he has it all set up electronically.
The internet doctor goes on and says,
so there is a lot of individual preference in that range, and also the bedroom environment and what you have on the bed specifically will matter. So if you have a very light blanket, then you could maybe get by on the higher end of the spectrum. Or if you really like, you know, cozy blankets, then you might want to go down to 65.
I'll never understand the people that want their house at 65, but then put 17 blankets on top of them.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's like the weighted blanket theory,
but
right?
It's like an oxymoron. You just spent all this money to get your house cold, and now you're just going to put blankets on top of you? How about you just get rid of a heavy blanket?
You know, in wintertime, too, it's, you know, I set it at 72, 73 in the wintertime. But during the summer, 68.
Paul would just say you're throwing money out the window. Throwing money out the window.
I can't believe he's not a guy that wants it colder and then hotter. I can't believe it.
I think I've broken him over the years. But I have to say, even though it drives me crazy that he does that, he's like a super freak about the thermostat. Mm-hmm. We saved so much money this year.
Yeah.
And when they like they break it down, our company, and like tell you how much
you guys are high-fiving each other and whatnot, you're like, woo!
Well, I wasn't high-fiving. I will never admit to him to his face that he was right. But like when I saw those numbers, I was like, oh, that's some good money.
Versus your comfort. I don't know, man. I want it like an icebox.
Straight up, I do not trust you if you have never worked a retail or hospitality job. If you think people are naturally good, you have not worked one of those jobs. The depths of humanity that you see the dark parts of people's souls.
I mean, wow, that's a lot.
You know, listen, work retail for a while and you will see some things, that's for sure. Yeah,
that's
people
true.
Come in. When people are paying for something, they feel entitled oftentimes, right? Whether it be a service or certainly a product. And when you're working in a retail location, you're kind of like faceless, right? Like it's not a personal transaction with a small company. It's you are a number to them.
I will say, if you want to be disillusioned by, you know, humans, go work in retail or hospitality. Mm. I think, like, you in your heart, you believe that all people are good until you have to work behind a register. And then you realize not so much. So if you go on TikTok, Instagram, any social media site and use hashtag retail horror stories, it's trending. And people have been posting stories of things that have happened, like this woman.
Here's some horror stories from when I worked at Ulta for 5 years. So one of my all-time favorites, anybody who works retail knows that the customer is literally never right. And one time, this woman literally brought in a Sephora brand product. I'm not talking like a brand sold at Sephora. I'm talking Sephora Beauty Collection. Brought in a Sephora product and was like, I need to return this. I said, ma'am, look at the sign. You're not returning anything. She literally argued me for like 20 minutes about how she knows she bought it here. And she asked, of course she asked to see the manager. And I looked that woman in the face and said, what is my manager going to say?
And it's true. Mm. And like, what are you supposed to do in that situation?
Here's the thing, though. Manager maybe, quite possibly came over and gave her some credit anyway.
How is that even possible?
Because this is the thing. This is why it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Oh.
Because people complain, they hold up the line long enough, and usually the store's just going to give them something.
And of course my manager came out and backed me up.
Good.
Well,
you're wrong.
That happened.
Yeah.
That one time. I don't know. I guess this woman gave up at the counter there because typically they'll keep pushing.
It's true. And there's always a certain customers that'll show up and they will insist and insist. Mm-hmm. Even if they know they're wrong. Because like you said, Raven, eventually they'll get something.
Right. And the thing is that if you've worked retail long enough, you recognize that customer. So if I'm the second person in line, third person in line, just give them something and get them out of my way.
Listen to this poor lady.
Walmart wasn't playing when they said only at Walmart. So I'm ringing up, right? I'm covering a break. He returns back to the register. The next customer in line gets to tripping. He walks up to me and he's like, why would you leave? He's upset because a man was touching his items. And he said that is very disrespectful for another man to touch his food.
How do you respond to that you work there? Like, what do you say at that point? You're like, no, we all kind of work here. We're all allowed to touch your food and bring you out.
It's your problem, not my problem. Sounds like a you thing, not a me thing, right?
Honestly, though, you see some crazy things happen in retail. I know I did. I worked in retail when I was a teenager.
Hmm.
I used to see people. There was this one guy. He would steal. The rule at the time was that if something was being returned under $10, you didn't need a receipt and you would give them cash.
Okay.
This guy would come in every day, steal something under $10, then return it to get the cash. He did it every day. every day. And we all knew he was doing it, but there was nothing we could do about it. And I remember being like, that is brazen right there.
I mean, I can remember, you know, plenty of that going on when I worked in retail. I worked for a boss who just promised everybody everything, and then he would never be there working, right? So, like, I was, like, the manager of a retail location of a formal wear shop. He would just promise everybody everything, and then they would show up with, like, their wedding party or their prom party or whatever, and none of this stuff would be there.
Hashtag retail horror stories. It's been trending, and people have been sharing stories of things that they've experienced working retail. You see a lot of things happen when you work retail.
Yeah.
You know, I always worked in the restaurant business because that's, you know, my parents do that, and it's just, I don't know, it's the easiest way for me to make money throughout my life.
Sure, sure.
But when I was 16, I worked in a clothing store called Britches. I don't know if they're still around. They sold men's clothes.
Okay.
You know, like flannels and button downs and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're around here anyways.
Yeah. I'll never forget that this one lady, she picked up the steamer, like the steamer that we would use to like clean the clothes, like we would to steam the clothes.
Yeah, you would steam them.
Right.
Yeah. And, with the steamer.
And she took it and she was like playing with it. And I was 16. So what do I know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, what do you care really at that point?
Right. And she burned herself. And then she was trying to say that it was our fault that she burned herself. And I remember, like, just turning it over to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, is that, like, a lawsuit? Like, she was playing with the steamer to burn herself?
Yeah.
Strange. People are weird, man.
Yeah. One thing that I do hate as a consumer going into a retail situation, though, is when you've got a million signs all over the place, but all the things that I pick up in that area don't happen to be part of that special or that thing. Like, I mean, it goes both ways sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
But you know what a lot of people used to do? You just brought this up.
Yeah.
People would take the sale signs and move them. And, you know, they would move them to different things. And I'd be like,
this was sitting right here.
I'd be like, that's not on sale. And they'd be like, no, this was here. This was on sale. And I'm like, you know, I would like be like a deer in headlights. I'm like, I don't know. All right, I guess I'll give you 30% off. I have no idea.
Oh, man.
What was your retail horror story? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
I work at not one, but two supermarkets and a doctor's office. So I have customers and patients every day. The best is every single customer wants to complain of the cost of groceries now, as if I'm not the consumer as well. I'm paying the same price as they're paying and get mad at me.
Right.
Out of all the people to complain to, why do they think you're the one that has the power to fix inflation and all the problems in the American economy?
Right. It's one thing to commiserate with you. It's another thing to be like, huh, you people.
I had that the other day, actually. I had, how dare this store cost so much money?
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
Have a great day at work.
Thanks, Mary. Yeah. All right, Taylor. What happened when you were working retail?
I used to be a receptionist at this hair salon. The owner was a very colorful lady. I'll keep it PG, so I'll just say that she was a very ditzy person. One of our hairstylists told her, hey, my client is coming in to get her hair done for her husband's funeral. She goes up to the client and says, I'm so sorry to hear about your husband. Did he have a good life insurance policy? The woman said no and started sobbing.
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, how much was she going to charge for that hairstyle?
I mean, was she looking to see if she had enough money to tip?
Right.
I
mean, just if you don't know what to say, say nothing.
Absolutely.
Gee, what's your retail horror story? What happened?
Okay, I used to work at a True Value, and this guy one time he came and he was asking for a Phillips screwdriver.
Yeah.
So I took him to where they are. He looks at me and he's like, dude, are you a knucklehead? I asked you for a Phillips screwdriver. And I'm like, that is a Phillips screwdriver. It just happened to be made by him. It happened to be a really bad situation because I never saw the guy anytime again.
He didn't understand the concept of the fact that you were showing him the actual correct tool.
Exactly. I was showing him, but it was made by Stanley. He thought that the Phillips screwdriver was going to be
made by Phillips.
Right.
Are you dad joking me, or did that really happen?
That really, really happened.
Oh, my God.
It really happened about 7-8 years ago.
That's amazing.
Uh-oh. Justin Timberlake was arrested for drunk driving in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
Police say that his eyes were bloodshot and glassy, and he failed the field sobriety test.
I mean, I saw the photos. He was definitely a little bit lit up.
He definitely
looked handsome in his mugshot. I've seen worse mugshots. He looked pretty good, I thought, in general. Like, I don't think he's hot. Some of my friends think he's really hot. And I looked at it and I was like, ah, I've seen worse.
I mean, I don't think he should be driving.
Well, no, of course not. Of course not. This was huge news yesterday. Like, every single media outlet out there started reporting on it. And here's what they said.
Justin Timberlake allegedly said to the police officers, quote, I had one martini and followed my friends home.
My favorite meme is the martini that Justin Timberlake had, and it's about seven times the size of a human head.
Yeah.
It is the largest martini you've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I already, you know, you blow a stop sign, right? And then you know, you're swerving on the road. I mean, you're going to get pulled over. It's going to happen.
That he was taken to Sag Harbor Police Headquarters to be processed. There he said, I am not taking a chemical test. He was asked again. He said, I refuse. And he was asked again a third time and said he refused again.
So he was at the jail from 12:30 at night to 9:30 in the morning waiting for his arraignment.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Put him up with a cot, right? They give him a blankie and they say, okay, you'll see the judge in the morning. Listen, I mean, again, if you're outside, it's 12:30 and, you know, you pull out of a bar there. You got to expect sooner or later there's going to be some police hanging around there.
He was released without bail. He's expected back in court July 26th.
Mm-hmm. I heard his friends showed up on the scene and tried to kind of talk to the police officers and stop him from getting arrested.
Yeah.
This is where it gets weird, right? Because no other person would be able to have that available to them.
So they were saying, like, the cops didn't recognize who he was. And all I kept thinking is, like, why is that even a conversation?
They don't care.
Why does it matter?
Yeah,
right.
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then, allegedly, he said this is going to ruin the tour. He's scheduled to be playing United Center in Chicago this weekend. I mean, I don't know. My girlfriend has tickets for next week.
Yeah,
and she was like all worried. I'm like, don't worry. Like, he's gonna go on tour. He's gonna be fine.
What's there to worry about?
Right. Like, the show isn't gonna stop.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he got a DUI. He's, I doubt he's going to rehab or anything like that, unless his wife tells him that he needs to go. You know, it's not like he had somebody in the car with him or anything like that. You know, I mean, he made a mistake.
So there's a couple things that everyone is talking about. One, why doesn't he have a driver? Fair. Like, this is what I don't understand. It's like, you're Justin Timberlake. You don't really, and nobody has an excuse, but, like, you don't have a financial excuse not to have an Uber or a professional driver drive you around wherever you want to go.
I mean, sometimes you want to drive, though.
Right, but then you don't drink.
Right. You know? Right, it shouldn't be when you're drinking, right.
People were asking, where's Jessica Biel? She actually wasn't far away. She was in Manhattan. She's shooting a new TV series there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing everybody else was saying is, like, well, like, is he going to, what's going to happen? And is this going to be, like, a problem going forward? And I said, I give it 24 hours before there's some kind of public apology that he has to make. It's like his PR tour.
He'll make an apology, but the tour goes on. He pays the fines. He maybe gets a suspended license in New York and whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's typical. This happens to a lot of people every single day. Not a good thing.
The thing about,
but it happens.
About Justin Timberlake is, like, you always picture him as, like, the good guy, but he always has these little things that come out, like with the Janet Jackson and when he was touching that girl's leg under the table couple years ago.
I don't think these are little things. I think these are kind of big things.
I think that it shows, like, there's a different side of him, and maybe he's not so pure as everyone thinks he is.
Yes.
I don't know.
For 100%. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Good luck with that, man.
You know how some people say they can fall asleep and stay asleep no matter what's going on in the background? Raven is one of those people.
Yeah, it's like my superpower. I would just say that to anybody who doesn't do that or can't do that or says, like, oh, I can't sleep in this position or in this place or amongst this noise or whatever, just have to reach a certain level of exhaustion and then you'll be there. This is what I sleep to every night. This is the air conditioner in my bedroom. Now, I have a mini split system, so I can keep it quiet if I want to, but this is like an old school window air conditioner, and I love it because it just drowns out everything else. Cars could drive by, dogs could bark, all those things, and I won't hear a thing. I also run a fan with that on top of it sometimes.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, being able to sleep through anything, because I did a little research, and I found out the top three things that people listen to go to sleep at night.
Okay.
Number one is white noise.
So, pretty similar to what I'm sleeping to right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number two is, like, ocean waves or rain sound effects.
It all kind of sounds similar.
Sounds the same there, too, right?
And then the
a lot of noise.
Third one is a little bit different. It doesn't have that background. It's forest sounds.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
I think the forest noise is, it, like, freaks me out. Like, yeah. I would keep waking up thinking there's a hawk over my face.
Yeah, the thing about the waves is it makes me have to go to the bathroom.
I understand.
Then I have to get up and, you know, yeah.
So
get that.
Raven has made the claim many times that he can fall asleep to any sound effect.
Yep.
So I've pulled some sound effects that people have claimed in the past help them sleep.
Okay.
Can you fall asleep to this?
Yeah. La, 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 now you know the tune. I used to sleep to television. And so, you know, I would say that I could probably sleep to that. As long as I can affect the volume, right? It can't be blasting in my ear. But yeah, I can sleep to television or songs or whatever in the background.
How about somebody chewing in your ear like this?
Oh, that's gross. Is that supposed to be chewing?
That is somebody chewing into a microphone, ASMR.
I would say that they need to chew with their mouth closed.
But
that's
gross. Sleep? Can you sleep with that? You can sleep during anything, you said.
I mean, it sounds like cartilage breaking in somebody's knee. I don't know. That would take a little bit of adjustment.
How about goat screaming?
Okay, like what? Yeah, I can sleep through that. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love farms.
How about just Jerry Seinfeld's voice?
What? What's the deal with airplane food?
What if you said to listen to that over and over? Would you be able to fall asleep?
Yeah. I mean, I fall asleep to people talking all the time. I mean, you've seen me in meetings where I'm just like kind of crashing into my computer screen.
So people talking all the time. But what if it's DJ Khaled just saying another one over and over again?
What?
Another one. At some point, would you go crazy or would you just fall asleep comfortably?
All right. You know what? Maybe that one I would go insane.
Okay.
I don't know.
No. One last one. Raven, you say you could sleep during anything, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have tearing cartilage and now you have DJ Khaled talking in my ear.
Now, what if I just get a bunch of my college sorority sisters?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I could sleep to that. And I have nice dreams, too.
Oh, gross, Raven. High school trash talking.
Oh, man.
It's so weird to think about it because we're so far removed from it at this point. Raven, producer Sean, you know, now that my daughter's in high school, I'm getting a lot of insight on the high school drama, the things that happen.
Is it different than it was when you were in high school? Or is it exactly the same with just a little bit of different language?
It's exactly the same with more technology.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense.
Right, so like trash talking is the same. People talk mean to each other and they say things behind each other's backs and there's a lot of the backstabbing, but now it's also done on social media. So
okay.
There's that.
Yeah.
But I've been like paying attention and I'm the mom that like when I'm driving the kids like to drop like whatever activities they have, I'm eavesdropping the whole time. I'm quiet and I'm driving like I'm not paying attention and I'm humming along to the radio and like pretending that I'm not listening, but I am soaking up every piece of information that's being shared amongst those girls in the car.
In the back of your head, Anna's like, she said what?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Little tidbits, right? You're following the breadcrumbs what you're doing, yeah.
So I was having this conversation with my daughter, Hayden, because there was a lot of, it's actually not even at her school, it's at her friend's school, but all these girls are turning on each other and they're talking smack about each other back and forth. And then it becomes the, do you tell your friend that so-and-so said this about you?
Yeah.
And I forgot that even happens with adults. And I think that, like, in the workplace and in, like, just friend circles once you get older, like, people still talk behind each other's backs. And then you get put in an awkward situation where do you say something or do you just keep your mouth shut and keep yourself out of it?
Do you think that talking trash is the same thing as like, you know, discussing or venting about something, right? Like, because you can have a group of friends and one of them can do something and the other one might not like it. And then who do they talk to about it, right? Because they're a group of friends. You're all a group of friends. So
it's hard. You see what I mean? Sean, what do you do in a situation like this? If somebody came to you, and I understand what Raven is saying, because there's a difference between being like if it was the three of us and I said to Sean, it really upset me today because Raven wasn't paying any attention.
Right. If somebody's venting, it's different than trash talking necessarily. Well, I mean, I guess until a line.
Raven's hair looks dumb today.
Yeah.
Do you go and you say to him?
This is a list of things that you had ready to go, it seems like. Well, I mean, I could write some things down, too, about Anna.
Anna's hair also looks
dumb. I'm
going
to come talk to you in a little while, Sean.
You got it.
What do you do in that situation? Do you tell somebody?
Here, I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? I have three best friends, Ben, Steve, and Pancho. If it was about one of the three of them or anything related, of course I'm going to tell them. Anyone else in my life, I'm not saying a word to you. If anything, I might join in and make fun of you behind your back.
Oh, that's nice. I'm never
the person who joins in, but I'm like Anna, is that I listen to everything. Mm-hmm. I observe what everybody is talking about and what they're doing, and I just kind of categorize that away in my mind, too. For usage where, I don't know, but that's what I do. Because I'd rather not be involved, you know? Some people don't care at all, and other people really get deeply affected by it.
I think I'm with Sean on this. Like, if you're in my inner circle, right? You're like the A list of like these are my best friends.
The A list. Woo! Red carpet. Anna's app friendship.
These are my ride or dies at this point, right? They're the ones that I'd be like, so and so said this, like immediately. But otherwise, I'm not saying anything.
But
I don't get involved.
Is if you have multiple ride or dies too. So what if one ride or die says something about the other ride or die? And I know what you're going to say. They wouldn't. But what if they did?
Well, I don't know.
I have the issue where, not really issue. I like it a lot. But my group of friends, like, we are all just terrible to each other.
Right. So talking trash doesn't exist.
Yeah, we will just say it to each other.
Right.
And like, and even if they're like, oh, you know, I heard so-and-so say so-and-so. They're like, okay.
What do you think?
Something they'll say to my face.
A lot of backstabbing in high school. You know, people talking trash about each other, and then who said this, and she said this, then he said this, and everybody tells each other, and then they send it on Snap, and then the Snap disappears. There's a lot that goes on. And what I realized, Raven, as I was lecturing my 15-year-old about this, and I was telling her, like, don't get involved, don't do the he said, she said, I realized this goes into adulthood, too. If somebody's talking trash, do you get involved?
Well, it's not even that clear cut either, though. That's the thing, too. It's like every situation kind of requires a little bit of evaluation. Like even us just here talking about this right now publicly, I feel like I'm in the middle of one of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like I'm in the middle of a conversation that maybe I'm not comfortable having.
So do you get involved in gossip? Like if somebody is talking badly about someone else, do you let that person know or do you stay out of it? 1-800-330-9999. Sarah, what do you think about this?
What I would do, instead of going to the person that's being gossiped about, I would stick up for that person with whoever is saying something. I would just say, like, I don't know what I would say, but just, like, stick up for the person. Not necessarily go to the person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a balance between, like, going to the person and saying, hey, listen, you're being talked about. But, like, at least stick up for that person because, like, gossip is wrong no matter what.
Sometimes, though, you've got that friend that you stick up for and you don't go tell them because you figure, you know what, it's not at the level where it really, you know, it's a big deal and I kind of straighten it out. And then they hear after and now they're upset with you, too.
That's true.
But, Sarah, let me ask you a question. If somebody was talking trash about you, would you want to know?
I would want to know.
Yeah. If somebody says, like, so, that we're cool and then I find out that they're saying all these things about my, like, behind my back, like, I don't want that backstabber in my life. Right. Somebody better tell me.
Exactly.
I mean, we're adults in our 40s, though. Who's doing that?
Look on Facebook. Like, even though Facebook is really, you know, I feel like it's a breeding ground for crazy people at this point.
Right.
When you look at some of those things that are, they're just calling each other out, like they're anonymously dropping like those hints, been like, backstabbers, beware. I see you. Who are you talking to?
I mean, that's why I'm not reading it. That's why I'm not.
It's weird, Aunt Margaret. Stop saying things like that on Facebook.
Diana, what do you say? Somebody's talking trash about somebody else. Do you want to know? Do you get involved?
Well, I think before we get there, I want to know why this other person feels comfortable talking about my friend while I'm there.
So what would you say? Would you say, like, why are you talking about them?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because then they clam up, then they don't give you the info, too, though, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, my thing is always I will let somebody speak as long as they keep talking. I will do it because I feel like there's always information for me to gain from that, right? You know, so, like, somebody could say one thing, and if I say that to them, then they don't say anything else. Maybe it wasn't even a big deal, right? But if somebody else is going to pour it all out, like, I want to be there for that, too. I got to get all the tea. I got to get all the information at that point. Because, you know, inevitably, if I do say something to my friend, Anna, what is my friend going to say? What else did they say?
Right.
They want to know everything, right? They want to know the root, the motivation,
I think if you
everything.
Do that, you're being messy.
You're being,
I think
that's
if you
it.
Do that and you sit there and you want the tea, then you're being messy. But if you really are there for your friend and you think highly
again, you know, you have more than one A-level friend.
Yeah, but Raven,
you're acting like you have a hierarchy here.
Well, the one thing Raven doesn't realize, and I know because I've known Raven a long time, is that Raven loves gossip. Raven loves gossip so much.
What?
He loves gossip.
I mean, I don't talk about anybody.
Yeah, I know, but he gets so mad if something's going on at the office and I don't tell him. He gets so mad.
I need to know for informational purposes.
I'm
an investigator.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Listen to this headline that just popped up on my laptop. 90s music icon made millions from doing nothing after one hit wonder.
I like to imagine them just out there enjoying the laugh of luxury and you know, just every day is just a vacation almost for them. A paradise, if they will. Who is this person?
Raven, producer Sean, any guesses? Sean, have any guesses on who this one-hit wonder is from the 90s?
Yeah, no, I can't. No? I don't have one that's popping up in my head.
In the
moment.
90s.
Here it is. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check
out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Is that true?
He had the Ninja Turtle rap, though, too.
I agree.
I wouldn't consider him a one-hit wonder.
No. But,
the Ninja Turtle rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many? Ninja Turtle movie?
Okay, go ahead and
ninja,
sing it for me.
Ninja, rap.
Go, Ninja. Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
Rap.
Go, Ninja, go,
I mean, yeah, but that
ninja,
wasn't
go.
A hit,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Anna.
That wasn't a hit.
That was a hit.
It
was
a hit. Ninja Turtle fans, man.
That's terrible, actually. I thought he was broke, right? I thought that's why he was doing all those HGTV shows and still out on the road with that 90s tour.
Raven, this is why I can't trust a thing you say. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. He's Burning cooking them. MCs like a pound of bacon.
And I thought Suge Knight owned the rights to all that song.
No.
Didn't they hang him upside down off the balcony? Anyway.
He still makes $800,000 a year.
Off that song?
Off that song.
I mean, good for him, right? Yeah. That ain't bad.
Remember, he does all that real estate investment, too. But I started thinking about it.
Right on HGTV.
He had a show, all that.
He had a really bad movie.
He did have a bad movie. But, you know, I was thinking about, like, what's, like, the one-hit wonder that you loved so much that you thought that that artist was going to be famous for the rest of your life?
I'm going to go with Montel Jordan. I mean, this song still is a banger.
Yeah.
This gets played everywhere, every party. Name one other Montel Jordan song. Name one.
Can't.
Right. MC Hammer had, like, three songs, and he's broke. So what's that tell you?
I didn't realize that he didn't have any other songs.
I mean, there's not a single other song you can name from that dude. Not one.
How about this? This one killed me because we had gotten to interview her so many times, and she was so kind. This is my fight song.
Take back my life song. Yeah. She had that other song, one other song. It sounded kind of like that song.
I follow her on Instagram. Yeah. She's still making great music, but it's like one of those things where she had that hit.
It hit.
And then
the rest of the stuff doesn't catch.
Gone.
Right. Yeah, and I don't understand why. It's such beautiful music. You know, Rachel Platten is a great artist.
There you go, that you just found her name after all that. You went through all the discussion about the song and didn't once say her name until right then because you almost kind of forgot it.
In my head, I was like, who is that?
No. Wait, Sean, who's the one-hit wonder that you fell in love with, you thought they were going to be famous forever?
Oh, it's Falco.
Where is that guy right now? He's probably in clothing somewhere.
He passed in 1998.
Oh, that's sad.
Wait, what the heck song is this?
Yeah, she doesn't even know what it is. I'm pretty sure that was up for Song of the Year one year.
It was. Yeah. Rock Me Amadeus.
I think it might have even won.
That whole
like at the Grammys.
Was great. And it was cool for me because like I'm German. So I was like, oh, like a German artist. There we go.
Thanks.
He's going places.
I'm
German.
I'm rooting for you. You're also German? Great. I'm going to buy the album.
Yep.
That's a terrible reason to buy an album.
Went nowhere. He went nowhere.
What was the one hit wonder that you loved so much that you thought
I'm German?
They are definitely going to be famous forever. This headline just popped up on my laptop earlier. It said 90s music icon made millions from doing nothing after one hit wonder. And I thought that was so mean for a song that defined a generation. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I mean,
it was a massive song. It did not define my generation. I'm just going to put that out there.
When you think of the 90s, you think of Ice Ice Baby. You think of Vanilla Ice, right?
I mean, he's on a long list of other things that I think about. But, you know, listen, I'm not hating on him if he's still getting paid from that song all these years later. I thought all that money was going to Suge Knight.
Yeah, one-hit wonders. Producer John, what was the one-hit wonder that you thought for sure that guy was going to be around forever?
I was shocked when the one that I was listening to, when I realized that this band had never had another hit after this. King Harvest. Anyone ever hear of King Harvest?
No.
No. Dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Okay. Everybody.
You know what I mean?
Now I recognize
it. Like, that's a huge song. That's a song that I feel like a lot of people know. And yeah, that band did absolutely nothing.
Yes. It's a good thing that Mark Wahlberg became an actor, because I thought Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch was going to be there forever. I did. I was like, wow, damn, that dude could rap and dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Then he disappeared.
He's doing all right. Don't worry about
Marky
Mark.
He's doing all right. He's doing fine. He's doing fine now.
Jackie, what was the one-hit wonder that you loved so much you thought they were definitely going to be famous forever?
I believe his name is Bob Carlyle. And I think the song was Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer. Stick a little white.
What happened to that guy?
I mean, I think that guy was like one of those guys who would just record songs for like Disney or whatever. And that's enough.
Right.
Like, you will get paid.
He had that one song, and I'm like, well, whatever happened?
Yeah. Right. And then you played that song, every wedding. You heard it at a wedding, like, every wedding you went to for, like, 5 years.
Right. Exactly. He's still getting paid. Yeah. Those butterfly kisses are still putting Benjamins in his bank account.
Good for him.
Brian, the one-hit wonder you wish was more famous and that band made it.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping.
Good one.
Gosh.
Good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I got to delete both of you on this one and veto and just say no. Nothing else from that band. Not now, not ever.
Oh, gosh. It was so good.
I get no doubt.
Was not that good. Nope. I think it won. I think it won something. It won a lot of things.
It's, like it's an American classic, even though I don't think they were American.
No, I think they're English.
Oh,
yeah.
Crystal, that one-hit wonder you loved. You wish the band had gotten more famous.
My Sharona. See how catchy it is?
It was a good one.
It is a good one.
Who sang that one?
There's so many songs from like that era that were really good, right?
And they only made it to one. Is this because they're all foreigners? Is that why? None of these are American.
No, man. Brit rock is a huge thing. The Stones, The Who. I mean, Beatles. Come on. It's never been a problem for anybody else to make number one.
How come all these other people you've never heard of?
Because it wasn't that great. Oh. It was one song. Mm-hmm. And then they went away.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand, why should I go to this wedding now?
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make him an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. John and Sheena. Sheena, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Over the weekend, my boyfriend and I went to a barbecue at a friend's house, and we didn't want to go empty-handed, so we stopped at the grocery store on the way and, like, got a dessert to take, right? Went to this barbecue, had a great time. We're, like, leaving, and there's, like, all this food that's left over. Well, like, desserts. There was just a lot of food there. My boyfriend goes and grabs the cake that we brought, the chocolate cake, so we didn't show up empty-handed, and left with it.
Slick move.
No, not slick. Not slick at all. It was, like, super embarrassing. Like, you don't go to someone's house with something and then leave with it, you know? Like, that's the point of it. You take it and it stays. It was just super embarrassing.
John, why'd you take the cake if it was a gift?
No, nobody ate it. Nobody even touched it. Nobody even took the container off. So what's the problem?
If you go to a big party and there's a whole table full of stuff laid out there and it's like, you know, two people that live there, like, what are they going to do with all that stuff after, right? Are they going to eat all that cake? Everything's going right in the trash.
Yeah, but you can't. If you bring something as like an offering as part of the gathering, I understand what she's saying. Like, unless it's, they say to you, bring it home. Seriously, we're not going to eat it.
Right.
You know, unless you have that whole cliche conversation, which you probably, I'm surprised
it's a fake
didn't
conversation.
Happen. Right, it's a fake it's conversation. Fake. That I do see that it's a little bit strange that you just picked up the cake and walked back out with it.
They didn't even take the cover off the cake. Like, it was kind of a little bit of an insult, to be honest. I'm the one who should be insulted. Because, I mean, we went, I waited in line, okay? I paid decent money for this cake.
Yeah, $9.99.
They didn't even display, well, it was a little more than that. All right. It, they didn't even display the cake. They're just like, oh, here it is. If you want John's cake that he, you know, toiled on getting.
I mean, you didn't bake,
you know,
the cake.
You have to take the container. You have to take the container off, slice it yourself. Everything else was presented like a, you know, a professional buffet.
I mean, okay. All right.
He's hurt by the presentation of the cake. So therefore, I'm taking my cake and I'm going home. All right.
Yeah, I had a slice.
Okay.
This morning.
All right. So. Let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, John. Nobody was eating the cake anyway. What's right. The difference? You just put it back in the car and brought it home.
Coming home with me.
But they may see Sheena's side. If you bring it as a gift and it's like a contribution to the party, then you can't just walk out with it, even if nobody ate it or if nobody said to you, why don't you take the cake home?
This wasn't a rent party, you know. This wasn't like, you know, let's bring food, you know, for the people that own the house so they can eat. It was for everybody to enjoy.
Okay. All right. Okay, John.
1-800-330-9999. Who said are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Controversial, this chocolate cake. That's what it is. John and Sheena went to a party, and on the way, they picked up a dessert. It was at a barbecue. They picked up a chocolate cake from the grocery store. They get there. No one touches the cake. So what John did made Sheena very upset.
They walked out at the end of the night, and he just snagged that cake, brought it right home with them. Had a slice of the cake this morning, as a matter of fact. I mean, doesn't feel bad about it at all, since nobody touched it. They didn't present the cake. Nobody was interested in the cake. Cake came home with me.
Sheena says you can't bring a piece, like a dish, to a party, say, hey, we brought this as a gift, and then take it home with you at the end of the night. It's rude.
I brought that bottle to a friend's house one time. He had so much booze in his house that he said, no, I don't need the bottle. And he was very insistent at the end of the night. You know, I took the bottle back home, and I still feel weird about it to this day.
It is weird.
To this day, I feel bad about it.
But nobody told John to take the cake home. He took that upon himself. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I think it was really rude to just take it home without being asked to take it home or even asking. Just wipe it off the table and take it home. I think if that happened at my house, and people bring things all the time, sometimes you forget to put something out. You're such a busy host, or it's late at night and it's dessert. But I think, you know, he could have said, hey, I brought that cake. You want me to open it and slice it, you know? But, and I understand, you know, that he's insulted, but really, it's a gift. It's rude to take it home without being asked.
I don't know, Anna. Here's the thing. If nobody saw me take the cake back, then nobody knows who took that cake. All right? Nobody has an idea.
It's tacky. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. John and Sheena went to a party, a barbecue, and they stopped at the grocery store on the way, and they picked up a dessert, a chocolate cake, to bring to the party. Well, there were so many desserts at this party that nobody even touched the chocolate cake, and Sheena was not happy with what John did.
He scooped it right up, put it under his arm, walked right out the door at the end of the night, had a piece of that chocolate cake this morning while he was on the phone with us.
Sheena can't even believe the fact that her husband would be so obnoxious that she would take this cake home. It was a gift to the host. Who cares if nobody ate it? You're supposed to leave it there.
He's been eating it all week.
Whose side are you on? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Let's read a couple texts, Raven. I'm on his side because no one even touched it anyway. And maybe the hosts don't even like chocolate cake. Maybe they're gluten-free or keto.
All right.
Maybe.
Suppose that's possible.
Another text says, John is tacky. Sorry, you have to leave the cake, John, you cheapskate.
I mean, either way, it's the sad existence of the cake just being there, I think, that really haunted John.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm the type of person to also take things to a party, but at the end when everyone's leaving, I come with bowls or trays and be like, all right, what can I take? So I do take stuff home with me, and if nobody touched mine, whatever I brought, I'm taking it home with me because I know that at home it'll be eaten.
So a lot of people might frown on that, but I actually think that's great. When we have parties all the time, you know, I clean up at the end of the night, my wife and I, and the amount of stuff that I throw out, it's just, it's staggering. But we're only two people. We can't live off that stuff for the next 4 or 5 days. I love the idea of people bringing your own bins, because I ain't got enough bins for everybody. So I love that.
I do.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. Whose side are you on?
So my wife and I do this all the time. We go with desserts or something or a dish, and nobody touches it. We just take it back home with us. We recycle it.
Right. And by recycle, you mean you eat it at your leisure.
The first. verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sheena, our audience agreed with you. John, if you brought the cake and you offered it to the hosts as a gift for the party, you can't just take it home with you unless somebody says to take it home with you.
Thank you. What? It was so embarrassing. Thank you. See, John?
Well, they should make a law, like make it official, mm-hmm. you know, that you can't take home a cake that you brought to the party that they didn't even present. If everybody feels that way, then let's make it legal. Let's put it in writing.
Well, I don't think we're going to go to the state capitol, but...
You know, okay. The fact is, John, is that you could have taken their temperature on the whole item and just been like, hey, what do you think about this cake? Huh? It looked pretty good. Nobody touched it. Are you going to eat that cake tonight? Because they would have definitely offered it up, even though the husband at the house probably would have been thinking the same as you. No, wait a minute. That could be my cake. But you would have had somebody say out loud, oh, no, we couldn't. We're not going to be able to eat all this. And then you would have had the cake under your arm like a football, completely morally excluded from all these problems that you're dealing with now.
Imagine how great the hosts would feel the next morning. They woke up and they're so exhausted from throwing this amazing barbecue. And they look over and there's a glorious chocolate cake. And they're like, oh, my gosh, John and Sheena were so nice to bring this cake.
Mm.
Wouldn't that have been nice, too?
No, I mean, it would be nice, but it's not as nice as me having cake for breakfast.
Mm. So, Sheena, you have to be happy about this, right?
Absolutely. Like, I knew I was right about this, you know, and it's just the principle. Like, John, if you want the cake so bad, like, we can go back to the grocery store and get it. We don't have to make ourselves look bad in the process of doing it.
It's cake for everyone.
Well, I guess you won again, Sheena.
You have a problem, too. Send an email. CouplesCourt@annonraven.com.
I mean, she got the moral high ground, but you still left with the cake.
Can't beat Raven.
$5,100 is a jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven, all powered by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection program. Hey, Julie, you ready to play?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, let's do this.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Julie. Good luck.
All right, Julie, Raven's walking out of here. I want you to know, these questions not exactly easy today, but if you can get them, I have a good chance of you winning all this money, all right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right, so Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. He's outside. You have 3 seconds to answer each of the 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, but ties do go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Sabrina Carpenter says that Taylor Swift doesn't care that she modeled for what shapewear company? That's time.
Jim?
You got to be a little bit faster, okay? Number two, Woody Harrelson and Ted Danson launched a podcast called Where Everybody Knows Your Name. The two starred in what sitcom together that ran for 11 seasons?
Cheers.
Number three, Katy Perry has wrapped up her time on American Idol and is now getting ready for a big music comeback with a brand new song coming out next month called Woman's World. Her song, Firework, was on her third album. What was that album called?
Oh, my gosh.
That's time. Number four, Justin Timberlake was arrested for DUI in the Hamptons. He allegedly told police that he was going to screw up his tour by doing this. What's the name of the tour he's currently on?
Oh, my gosh. This is a horrible...
And number five, Lainey Wilson joined Post Malone for a surprise acoustic version of I Had Some Help at the famous Bluebird Cafe on Monday. In what city will you find the Bluebird Cafe?
Oh, I'm going to say Nashville.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
2 out of 5 for Julie.
Not great, Julie. $5,100. Here we go.
Number one, Sabrina Carpenter says that Taylor Swift doesn't care that she modeled for what shapewear company?
Skims.
Right, because Skims is Kim Kardashian. She's got all the beef. She's very good friends with Taylor. Sabrina Carpenter, she says it's all good.
I just can't imagine what Sabrina Carpenter would need to hold in anywhere, but okay.
Yeah, number two, Woody Harrelson and Ted Danson launched a podcast called Where Everybody Knows Your Name. The two starred together in what sitcom that ran for 11 seasons?
Cheers, that's easy.
Yep. Number three, Katy Perry has wrapped up her time on American Idol and is getting ready to launch her new music comeback. Brand new song, Woman's World, coming out next month.
I'm fired up.
Me too. I'm excited for it. Her song, Firework, was on her third album. What was that album called?
It's Teenage Dream is the third album.
Yes. Number four, Justin Timberlake was arrested for DUI in the Hamptons. He allegedly told police that this was going to screw up his tour by being pulled over.
Yeah.
What's the name of the tour he's currently on?
Oh, I know this. I don't know.
It's the Forget Tomorrow World Tour.
Yeah, well.
Which is kind of funny and ironic when you put it all together, right?
Yeah, he'd probably like to forget yesterday.
Number five, Lainey Wilson joined Post Malone for a surprise acoustic version of I Had Some Help at the famous Bluebird Cafe Monday night. Mm-hmm. In what city will you find the Bluebird Cafe?
Just going to take a shot, say Nashville.
Nashville's right. I'm sorry, Julie, he beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, okay. This is Julie. I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $5,200 tomorrow, Anna.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.